Okay, last week was the end of Siman Aleph, Sif Yud. We learned the halachas of Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon. The dinim of Rabbeinu Gershon's Chayim not to take two wives, which is not a big Yetzirah for most of us. And we learned the exceptions to Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, which were two categories. One category was Baka Mitzvah, like Yibum or Layalda Eseshanim. The second was a Meredes or a Nishtatis, which was the second set of exceptions. And it was pointed out that nowhere in the Ramah, Mechaber Ramah, does it mention the concept of a Hetamei Rabbanim. The idea of Hetamei Rabbanim, Ramah does not hold, applies at all, Bizman Hazeh. The second thing is that the Mechaber brought on the bottom line of the second page that the Chayim was only till the end of the till the year 5000. And Ramah said that we paskin that way, but it has a din minig by us. It doesn't have din Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon post the year 5000. Instead, it has a din minig, and it's still a minig Yisrael that we hold of. And the Ramah basically said that we have to keep to it, but the Lishitasai, that's not a real chayrib, you don't need a hetamei rabbanim. The Beishmuel and Chav Gimel brought that they are chayokim, and we do hold you need a hetamei rabbanim, and that's our minig. By Nishtatis, there are different shuvas about whether you need a hetamei rabbanim. I remember we once had a case in Yeshiva. Rebelsky said, you don't really need a hetamei rabbanim, but we better do it anyway, we shouldn't get into trouble. Something like that. And the Nitziv says we should never do anything without a hetamei rabbanim, and we also give a get, when Mashal should get ayidei shalish. So that we give a get to a shliach to give to her when she's ois nishtatis or ois meredes. And those are the rules, the basic rules of Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon that we learned last week. I told you that this week we go through the Achrayinim. There are massive Pisrei Tshuvas here, one after the other, that talk about a number of Shailas. Obviously, this is a Halacha L'maisa type of situation. And therefore, the Pisrei Tshuva goes through a long list of nafkaminis or of tshuvis that talk about the shaila.
Does that become a shaila of Mekatos at all?
All right, the halacha of abolishing Kedusha L'mafreya and Mekatos, it's Ramesha once in Russia was Mavatal Kedushin, and he was pressured many times later to do it again. He never did it again. He writes that to say that a marriage was a mekatos, it has to be one of the things listed in the Mishnah. If a wife says he's nuts, that's not good enough, because he may not be nuts, and he may be nuts, but she may have married him even though he's nuts, because sometimes people
exaggerate,
they hope it'll get better. It's an old mistake in marriage. You marry someone, don't hope it'll get better, just take the chesrainis, and if it's worth it, get married. But people who get married with the hope that things will change are generally making a mistake. They usually don't go, and hopefully they do go in a good direction, but you can't rely that they're going to go in a good direction. So when that matter, except Ramesha says, well, she won't take a get, and it has to be one of the cases in the Mishnah, and it's very hard to be mevatel kedushin.
You see, that's
FLPK, it has to be Mevatel Kedushin is very, very hard. The case where Moshe was Mata, I think, was a man who was not able to consummate a marriage. He didn't have the Gevuras Anoshim. It's a clear case of he didn't want to give a get, so Moshe was Mevatel in that one case. What?
And she didn't know.
She didn't say FLPK. Yeah, she didn't know. Anyway, what?
He wasn't that bad.
He
was homosexual. Was he homosexual, or
was he couldn't? I wasn't there. I don't know. I don't remember. It could be. It's in the first Chelek Avodah or in the Igros Moshe. And Ramesha wasn't. I must have told you the incident where in Montreal, Rav
Hirschsprung.
Hirschsprung. They had a case, a very sad case of a only daughter, only child to Holocaust survivors who married a man, presumably a Hasidish man, who left her as an aguna and moved to Montreal. And they tried very much to get him to give a get, and nothing worked. And Rav Hirschsprung had a plan that Ramesh would write him a letter telling him, try one more time, and if not, we'll be mevatel the Kedushin. And there were certain grounds for it. Ramesh didn't plan to be mevatel the Kedushin, but Rav Hirschsprung wanted. Now, this woman was the secretary of Mashver in his office. So he was involved very heavily, and he begged Ramesh to write such a letter. The plan was to write the letter to Rav Hirschsprung, and they had some way that he would get a hold of the letter. He would see the letter, and he would see a letter that says that if he offer him money, if he doesn't take the money, So Mashur went to Ramesha and asked him to do it, and brought a letter from Hirschsprung, and Ramesha said, I can't write such a letter, people are going to be in Bafla Kedusha all over the place. And Mashur said, by the time he got home from the Lower East Side, before cell phones, so by the time he got home, there was a phone call for Ramesha that he would give him the letter as long as he keeps it private. So he had the letter. My shver said it was given to him. He told me it was given to him on the condition he doesn't show it to anybody. But he said it's on the night table in his bedroom. So I actually saw the letter. He didn't show it to me, but I saw the letter. But I didn't make a copy or anything, you know. It worked. It worked at the end. Okay. Anyway, so generally we're not mevatel kedushin, and in the case where the woman is being magen the man, which is. Most of the cases, the problem is the other way, but with the ones of the man, there's at least a way out. Now, there are a number of tshuvas achrayinim on the topic. I want to mention one that you're not going to see here on the page, which is post-Holocaust. After the Holocaust, there were obviously many aguna shailas and many more instances where the husband survived and the woman didn't. We're at the selection. Dyslexia. The women went on the line that was to be killed, and to the gas chambers, and the man was allowed to live to do work. And there were obviously no edim that could come back and say what happened. Nevertheless, the ruba of the women on the that were on that line ended up dying. And the shaila was the aguna shailas were very shvera shailas, but. In the Tshuvas Divrei Yael, Tshuva Kuf Yud Aleph and Kuf Yud Beis, he has a richus on suggestions about what to do in the case of the men that wanted to remarry. So he mentions there two interesting things. He mentions one, he says that it was still wartime, and it was very hard to get travel or even communication over the border from the Russian-controlled areas to the Allied-controlled areas. There was an Iron Curtain. And he mentioned two proposals there. One, in Yerushalayim, they had Hetamei Rabbanim needs Meir Rabbanim from Gimel Medinas. So they had, in Yerushalayim, people from many different Medinas who had come together. And they wanted to make a best, didn't make Gimel Medinas. So he writes, it's hard to call that Gimel Medinas when they all came together. I saw in the Pesachei Tshuva here, which I'll point out to you in a second, in Pesachei Tshuva Yud Zayin, I'll point out in a second that he talks about this and he says it doesn't work. He mentioned a second proposal, which was to make a Hetamei Rabbanim Klali. Hetamei Rabbanim Klali, to make a Hetamei Rabbanim, and just to give out a psak for Meir Rabbanim to anybody in a situation where they were separated and the women were put on such a line that the husband's allowed to remarry. And he's against that as well. He says better not to require a Het Meir Rabbanim. The Ramah says you don't need Het Meir Rabbanim than to set a precedent, which is a dangerous precedent by making a Het Meir Rabbanim klali. What? So no, he's saying that they should give out to everyone. Anyone in this particular situation should be included. That was the proposal. He also mentions, this is an important point, that what? It's a makom mitzvah. He also writes that it's a more than a makom mitzvah. There's a very big tzibrachen kite, and when somebody can start a new family, it's not there. Now he does mention, you have to point out that when you do a hetamei rabbanim, we do a hetamei rabbanim because the wife is a meredes, or so it's one thing. But we do a hetamei rabbanim because probably the wife is not alive. Men may think they can marry their wife's sisters, which is an issur d'oraisa. Taking two wives is a derabbanan, and so hetamei rabbanim works. But if he's going to assume that his wife died, he's going to marry a sister, that's an issur erva, that's an issur d'oraisa, and therefore that's a much more difficult heter. And for that reason, also he mentions that he's against the hetamei rabbanim klali, and he'd rather go without a hetamei rabbanim, just have a bezdin, allow people to go to a bezdin, the bezdin will give permission to marry. And that's good enough. The Ramad, as I told you, the Mechaber Ramad do not bring a single word about needing a hetamei rabbanim. And the Makar is a kolboy mentioned in the Beis Shmuel. Ramayshin the Tshuva is mesupik if even it goes back to Rabbeinu Gershom, the hetamei rabbanim. So he writes, it's better to be matir in individual cases with a bezdin without mei rabbanim than to have a precedent for some hetamei rabbanim klali, which could cause problems in the future.
Is that the reason that in the other direction is much less of an option of hetamei?
The other direction, meaning?
There's no mutual hetamei rabbanim at worst, but for a woman, and like a man was a moderator,
so by a woman, the problem is that it's a derisivacious ish. So that's why the woman is at a disadvantage, because she has a derisivacious ish. And if a man becomes a shaita, the woman is an aguna. There's nothing anybody can do. A shaita can't give a get. And a man is in a coma, Rahman al Islam, or the woman, there is no aitza, because as long as he's alive, she remains an ashesish, and there's no heta for a woman to take two husbands.
What happens if
in the case of, again, if a husband giving a get, we require the man to give a get. If every hetamei rabbanim, a man has to give a get to the bezdin or to a shalish, and the woman can't be trapped by it. It's very difficult. Okay, let's go.
What
would happen to the get? No, so I don't know if they had to call you. I don't know what they would do with the get. I have no idea. What? No, but you can't do a klali stick again. That has to be l'shma, l'shem ish. Okay, let's look at Pisrei Tshuva. The first Pisrei Tshuva is back on the first page of Sif Yud, and that's Pisrei Tshuva Yud Dalin. No, the letters got a lot smaller over the last couple of years. I don't know. My father used to chep at me that I write in such small letters. I used to joke about it. But now I wish I would have written my notes in bigger letters. But Pisrei Tshuva Yudah is the second line in the Pisrei Tshuva. He deals with a number of tshuvas, one after the other. The first portion, he deals with whether an eid echad is enough to be matir achei Rabbeinu Gershom. In other words, you have an eid echad that the wife died, whether that's good enough. What proof do you need that the wife died? In the case of a eishes ish marrying, so we know that minatari need two eidim. And Chazal said that you were matir with one eid, because isha since a woman who marries someone else and the husband comes back is also to both men, so we say isha daiko minsava, she'll be medayik, and we allow an aguna to get married with an eid echad that her husband died. But what about a man? So just look at the beginning of your Dalid. So It's cheskas yisur. V'inedachadem akamay sham rabbi yeredeis imkuchasayin akalashayin. B'sham kasesek mistapek. The other Beishmul says it as a suffix. Ach b'simin membav sivkatan chav kasek came b'pshitas. So the Beishmul says in edachah is not good enough. However, I am choosing like the Yehuda chelk evanezah simanami gimel di baramaskol. Ha'ayla kasesh shadvir Beishmul ainu muchrachim. I'm a safe carbon the sun, I'll be Yavamis Kov Khailakal Beshmua ain't sham. Gam choose Besafraim, but you're a mask of Ay, cause of Nahdina Beshmua al Sarachian. And why should Eidecha be believed? The Eshlaim, the Shapim, Emin Eidecha, Mishum, the Havim Milsa Davida Lagluye. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says there's something called the Milsa Davida Lagluye, something that a person knows he may be caught if he's lying. And Ukamiduma she'ein noyigin ata ledaide b'zeh klal. Look what he writes: Mishaba elav ksav me oyavoy me merchakim shemesa ishtoi noise isha apir vei medagdik nachrav nuchas biyadai. Not only this, you know, don't you need an eid echad? A person gets a letter. A letter is not an eid echad. But piyam v'loim piksavam. Ksav is not an eidus. So he says the minig is to allow a man to remarry. As long as he's satisfied that she died. I don't know if it's a nice thing to say, but I'll say it anyway. There are a number of situations where the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch HaMachmir and the Tshuva Svarim HaMeikel. It's Ki'ilu, when you're sitting in a study, you're studying a sugya, so it seems to you the Ikar is like the Machmirim. And when you have somebody standing in front of you, and it's a shasat chak, you try harder to find a way to be meikel. It seems that seems to be a common situation in a lot of the tshuva svarim. And I forgot who they were talking about. The Rabbi Yaakov Horowitz from Tells Minyan and Baruch Park once told me. Difference between him and him, I forgot, two gedolim. One is a machmir, one is a meikel. He said he was a reshiva. He sat in the base medrash, he learned the sugya, and he wrote tshuvas. He was a rav. I think he wrote about the Noeg Yehuda. He was a rav, and people came in front of him, and he worked hard to try in a shesel chak to find heterim. And to a certain degree, they found it to be true that there are some times where gedolim are meikel. I know certain situations where, based on what it says in the books, is not enough to rely on. And when I took someone to Reb David, they were quicker to be saimach and shasat chak. That's what shasat chak means, that you're saimach and das yachid in a shasat chak. So this is another example where the Beis Shmuel says, Eidecha is not good enough. And the Tshuva Svar and the Beis Ephraim, they begin to say, we're meikel, not even without an eid echad, even just with a letter, we're meikel also. But yeah.
In this case, why would it be any different than if it was a woman? A woman convinces the Beis Din of not even or maybe an eid echad, doesn't the Beis Din say, okay, we're taking on your word?
No, we don't take. We need an eid echad by an aguna, but it's true. But you see, there's a reason. In a strange way, by a woman with meikel, because she's so chamor that if she marries someone else and the husband comes back, she's asa to both. So metechumra shechmarta ala b'seifa with meikel. The husband doesn't have the same situation, really. He's not going to be asa to both.
If his first wife comes back.
He's mutter, take your pick. I hate to say it that way, but. Well, Chaim Rebbe and Gershom is what prevents him from keeping. Now look at the second piece in this Pesachim, V'sham Heir Oid. Now here the Lumdis is fascinating. Listen to the Shaila. V'sham, this is a continuation, I believe, of the Yeshua Siakot. Lachgar B'zeh, Be'eid Echad Shemesa Ishtai. Now listen to the case. You have an Eid Echad that his wife died. So the Beis Shmuel said, you can't be Meikel. Shemesa Ishtai. He had a case. There's an eid echad that says he died. So all the paiskim, all the tshuva svarim are meikel. But he wants to marry her sister, who is a koris. V'gam imut alisa acheres. He's asking, first of all, can I marry her sister? If not, can I marry someone else? Mitzadis Rabbeinu Gershom Aragail. Now listen to this. What would you say? You would say, well, the sister, we can't be Meikel. But to marry somebody else, so we just said the tshuva is a Meikel. He says, Af ima mina moisei negezeh shemotu lisa acheres. Mekom akoim osa lisa achoisa. So we can marry the sister. Meyata kiva shabal lishola shnei devarim. Dvar Torah vidrabonon ke'echod. Yichap. He's coming to ask on both of them at one time. Efshir de'enon yuchayim lahakol. Gam b'yin derabonon da bezilzul adivrei chazal. You know what he's saying? When you come to ask two things at one shot, we don't have the option of saying, can marry this one. Now he's saying that's a zilzal in the Drabbanan. You're saying, you can't marry her sister, your wife is possibly alive. You can marry someone else, but if the wife is alive, you can't marry anybody else either. So mitoich that you're machmir on the sister, this way it's good to get a tie-in, you know, before you ask your shyly, you find out how to ask. And listen to what he says. He brings an example like a Magen Avraham Hichas Kriya Shema. Safa Kara Kriya Shema. Chazer V'Kare, Mishum De Kriya Shema Dei Ma'isa. If you're not sure if you're learning Kriya Shema, or if you have two Zmanim, you want to be Machmir on the first Zman. So Kriya Shema is Dei Ma'isa, you have to be Machmir. After Rak Pasa Grisha Guman HaTayra. Really, only the first pasuk is deraisa. The kolmach and tzarich lekois kol agimel parshia is kivin shalom v'sapakim al deraisa v'drabanan ke'achad. Im anu machmir mal dvar tayra mekilam v'drabanan haba kimulsa kiz mezalzel b'mulsa drabanan. In parentheses, he techensu halacha in siman kuf pei dalid. The halacha is by benching. If you're not sure if you're benched. If you're not sure if you bench, you have to bench. Really, the last bracha, only the first three brachas said deraisa till bein rach shlaim amen. The ayach hasreinu bracha is derabanan. It says in Shulchan Aruch that once you have bench over, you bench all of them, all the brachas over. If you're mesupik, you have to bench the derabanan dika bracha also. So we see even by suffik brachas, we say we can't be. Have one psak for deraisa, one for drabana, because you have mezalzel b'drabana. So therefore, skipping the parentheses, achbeemes loydamida, he says maybe here it's different. Then why? Hacha loydamida, hacha im yisa acheres lo yisa achaisa, b'lav hachi. It's not like benching or kriyashma. By kriyashma, you're going to tell him you only have to say the first pasuk. That's deraisa. That's mezalzel under drabana. Or benching. You only have to say the first three brachas, it's also under the rabban. Here, it's not as if he's going to marry both. He's going to marry only one. So what he's going to do, l'maisa, okay, neimokam la'achmir b'zayin sham. So at the end, he's mekel on that case.
So wouldn't
he's saying, even though Eidecha works, but doesn't work to marry the sister. And if he's asking about sister and others at one shot, that's who he
comes. You see, by Nisha, that if you believe in the husband died.
It's not dying, because there it's because of the Chumra B'Saifa, we make up with Chilas.
It's Chayat Chorus. He check out and make sure that sister's dead before he's trying the Chorus himself.
But there's no Chumra B'Saifa that you're going to make up with Chilasa. We don't say the woman it's Karis, so you're going to be afraid. No. You say you're going to get in trouble. You're going to come back, be also involved. Eilam HaBa is one type of fear, and Eilam HaSes is Karis is worse, but.
Wait a minute.
If you're misupik. Yeah, because there the brach itself is not the deraisa. By benching, the brach itself is the deraisa. So that's why a suffik has to bench again.
Let's assume in lulav is deraisa.
But the bracha of the lulav is not deraisa.
Right. So, but
I mean, it's a zilzal of the bracha. I understand. The question is, why when you shake a lulav a second time because suffik deraisa, you don't make a bracha? Why don't you say it's a zilzal in the bracha that you're not making the bracha? I don't know. That's a good question. In the next piece, it's a longer piece. He brings another Nadi Yehuda. This is a general question about somebody who disappears. And, yeah. Seem to be right. I had mentioned once that in my smicha bechina, Rav Palm asked the following shaila. He asked about a lady in our house who has two milchika serving, identical serving spoons, large spoons. One was a ben yaimai milchiks, and one was a ben yaimai. And you couldn't tell there. You couldn't tell the difference. And she picked up one. She wasn't sure which one. And both stirred the chicken soup, which had chicken in it, and stirred the cholent, which had meat in it. So Rav Palm said, a spoon, you have to kasher. It's like a spoon that became fleishig. But what's the din of the chicken soup, or what's the din of the cholent? What was the chap of the shayla? The chap was that the chicken soup should be mutter, because chicken is a drabanan. Chicken basa b'chav is drabanan. The cholent has meat. That's deraisa. Meat and milk is deraisa. So the question was whether we would say, well, the cholent is aser, and the chicken is mutter. But it's one spoon that was used for both. That was... You can't kasher the spoon in the chicken soup. It's funny, but the Pesach Tshuva talks about if you were to drop the spoon in the chicken soup, it is considered kashered. But if you have half out and half in, then it's not. It's interesting. In that Tshuva, Rapal was asking us the Tshuva in the Hartzvi. But... yeah, I understand. But Rabbi Shua is asking good. He's saying in that case, there was a Chef Shmaitza that he wanted us to chop, which we did. With the Chef Shmaitza that says that there was a machlokes kadmonim, if you can pass in a halacha, which is a contradiction in the Metzius. Either it's the Ben Yaimai spoon or it's the Ein Ben Yaimai. By the meat, you're going to say, well, it's the rice, so we assume Mechayshir was the Ben Yaimai spoon. By the chicken, it's Rabbanan, it's Eidah B'yam spoon. It was the same spoon. I mean, that was the Nidin. But the Mishul is asking, why don't we talk about a Zilzul and a Drabbanan? Can make a lot of the Deraisa on the Drabbanan and Machra on the Deraisa? I don't know the answer. It's a good question. Okay. What? By where? Then why over here is it a problem that was saying that for Chayim Ben Geshem you can get married and for Ishtar you can't? And we're saying, no, it's a Zilzul. You come to test both of them together. But here also, they will come to test both of them together. Why is Yisurim different? I don't know.
Maybe,
for sure, I'm going to think about it. Whether I'll come for an answer, I don't know. But I there are two people who are with me at the Bechina. I believe that they're all.
Maybe if it's the same Yisur. The rice of that is, and the butter of that is. They're combined. You can't separate them. But if it's the brother is one thing, and the rice is another thing.
What about over here? This is the same.
So that's, the that's why you can't separate them.
And the other spoon in the milk of fleishik, same spoon, same lady asking.
Yes, but I'm talking about the case.
I mean the case that
that he raised. Let's take a Krishna. What about Brahma's Kriyashma? Over there, I heard something that you would have to repeat the Brahma's also on Krishna, because that, the Rabbanu with Masak in it.
We don't. There's Rabbi Yechanan in the Gemara who was Yatsu Melech and
Deraisa. So maybe that's the separation, you know.
That's satisfying.
It's
a suffix. Yeah. It's a I understand. The same thing here. It's a shaila in Chaim Rei Gershom, which is a Rabbanon, as opposed to shaila in
Chesed. It's two different mice that you can create in Israel. One mice that brings the spoon into the chicken soup and makes it up, or into the meat. In the case of the Achas Ishtai, the source of the Issa is that he married the first person. So maybe there it's considered more like one
child. It should be easier. I think it should be easier.
He's saying it should be easier. The question, good question. Okay. All right, you know, Kasha Starkinish, the question, good question. I don't know the answer.
Okay.
Why? What's the second suffix? One suffix is a Ben Yami or not, and what's the other suffix? It's not a suffix. It's definitely a Durabanan, and it's one suffix. Suffix Durabanan, right? It's definitely Durabanan, the chicken soup, and it's a suffix if there was a Ben Yami and a Ben Yami. So it's really only one suffix.
But the chicken, you know?
No, no, it was in the pot. It was on the fire. Mixing in the fire. But we would be make going against the. But we're being makel. We're being machmir on the cheirim. We're saying if you're makel on the cheirim and machmir on the deraisa, it's a zilzul on the cheirim. So why don't we say chicken and milk? You're being mezazel in Isra bas b'chol by chicken by being makel. We're machmir on the meat. You mean being less chum or is okay? It's very clear. He says only to stay asleep together. All right. You don't have to pass in one sitting. Okay. I should mention the Tazashita is that by chicken b'chalav u'machmer. I should mention it's such a shita, but I'm passing
it's
that
like
way.
The chicken is barbecue. That is Ben Yomi. One came out in the. He put it first into the chicken soup.
Right.
So that for sure, that's Tom.
So that Kisam Basay to Ben Yomi, right? That's the Rabbanah. It's the Rabbanah. Chicken is the Rabbanah, so you saw that Basay to Ben Yomi, right? If it's a Ben Yomi, it's a problem. If it was Ben Yaima, it would be Nasan Avela. It would make it even worse. If it was a Ben Yaima spoon, when you put it in chicken, it's Chatech Nasan Avela. If you know it's a Ben Yaima, it would be a Drabana. Okay, we're Machar and Drabana.
And then you put it, no, but.
Yeah, it's a Suffolk Drabana.
You put it into the cholent, then what?
So the point is, if you just put it in the chicken, Suffolk Drabana Lakula. If you just put it in the chala and suffered the rice lachomra, since you put the same spoon in both, that made it into a shayla, and that created the shayla. And well, it's interesting. The Shmeitzer brings someone said to be more machmer that once you have to be machmer, you have machmer, and someone said mekel be mekel. And the Shmeitzer himself, at least in his initial piece, brings some to be chadash that that's not the way Yisav Ehetta works. You can be mekel on one and machmer on the other. Because he says, psak doesn't work, it's not like a nevuah, you know which spoon it is. It's when you don't know what it is, this what he calls hagas hasveikas, how you behave when you don't know. So when you don't know, the rice is a machmer, and the water maker. The Schmeitzer, in his initial place where he brings this down, says that you can be machmer on one and make on the other. The question is, if that's true, why isn't it considered a zilzal on the one? Okay. We'll put this aside, the kasha. What?
The only place we have that it says that you're not allowed to be mzazel is by Krishna, but there you have a heter, you have an answer. They didn't read all three. I mean, the only place where we see that there's a chumrah is only one example, where there's an answer.
What's the answer? So you what about benching and doing an extra bracha?
Only? No, but it's not the same.
Okay, I hear. He's saying it's going to be machmer, it'll be machmer. There the chumra. Okay. Okay, let's skip to the second column. Ayin B'tshuas Beis Ephraim. He has an interesting shayla. In the second column where there's a space, Ayin B'tshuas Beis Ephraim Simen Aleph. Listen to this shayla. Echad Shayim is Goyer Bikila Achas, Erech Yud Beis Shanim. He's living in town 12 years. V'higil Ufnei Kama Anoshim, and he told people, Yeshe B'mokam Acher Isha U'bas Achas, that he has in a different city, he has a wife and a daughter. V'yizek B'dvarv says Man Rav, and for many years he's been saying this. Ma'ata, good morning, Ufnei Rav, the Higid, he told the rabbi, Shesheker Ona, he's been lying all these years. He never was married. Because he was embarrassed. Ben Shloshim, 30. Wow, the age when people get married when they're 13. Dayin Hupanui, and he's still single. And now, obviously, why is he saying this? Because he wants to get married now. Do we believe him with this excuse? Umutalisa Isha. Eloi, is he allowed to get married? He says, no, there are two shilas about this. Echad, ki lahase maso habusha, if he said he's embarrassed, why do you have to say he has a wife in a different town? You should have said he was married, his wife died.
Maybe that's also embarrassing.
The thing's more embarrassing to have a wife that didn't visit you in 12 years.
He said he
has a child because
he wants to show he can
father, he can... Okay. You'll be malamitzchus. If a gam lama haistif, why does he have a daughter?
No, he was saying
he's capable of having children. Okay. Habeis, mitam dekol shulzik lamid yoim, leimani amasla. Once he's a chazaka for 30 days, amasla doesn't help. Kabash beshul simen hay. Besimin yud. Test, I guess it's a cotton test. Umalkim is surfing al chazakis. Verachmoy levar, da chamasla ina garua. Game shtitzade, da famasla in sar klab and idan didan. He's tzade, maybe he doesn't need an amasla. The chol shavi anashi, chatichid isura, da srina alav, lai mahani chazara, ina beteris vandai, ela beteris safik. The shemad varvi shayna maker. Mach shachayza vayishkuri mishaker. There's a whole trouble about the concept of Shavi Anashe Chetiche Disura. Shavi Anashe is a Mishnah Ksubis. It says, if a man says, I married this woman, and the one right away says, it's baloney, whenever I'm not married. It's Shavi Anashe Chetiche Disura, he is not allowed to marry this woman's relative. Shavi Anashe. It has a case where a woman said, I'm a Nida. She told her husband, I'm a Nida. So, Shavi Anashe Chetiche Disura. She comes the next day, and she says, no, I was lying yesterday. She's not believed. If I give a good excuse, you believe. The example is a woman came into town, she said, I'm an Eishes Ish. And later she said, I want to get married. Why'd you tell people you're an Eishes Ish? She said, because there were undesirable people wanting to date me, so I said, I'm married. So if it's believable on the circumstances, then an Amasla helps.
Why
because you're not believed that he died. You need proof that he died.
No, I mean, he's saying that he once had a wife and a daughter, but now
he has to show that they died. We just said, you might need an Eid Echad, you need some type of evidence. So there's a machlokes how Shavi Anafshe works. It's brought right away in Hilchos Shechita and Simen Aleph of Shulchan Aruch. And the Ksais is Marech and Simen Lamed Aleph on this. That what is Shavi Anafshe? What does it mean? A man says something, a woman says something, she's bound by what you say. What? So one pshat is the very Basan they bring from the Shar Hamishpat says that you have no nemanis on yourself. You can't be a witness on yourself. It has a din neder. It's like a neder. It's a person who says in a way that he's believed that. She's necessary, or that he married somebody, it has a din neder. He's like davizeh osa alai kamei neveh kamei something else that's us. And the other pshat is that adam neman alasvay yesem emayedim, that a person has an emes in their manis. The machleik is how Shavi Anafshe works. Now he's saying that Shavi Anafshe only works mitav safik in the first place, and if a man goes and violates the Shavi Anafshe, that is considered a suffix, and we'makele v'ulai mahani yachazara b'lo yamasla. It's a very big chiddush. He means by a drabanan that it helps, and so there's a tumult here about whether such an amasla helps. This would be a very difficult shaila. Now, if the man wants, he can just move away, go to another town, and we all know chazakas and start all over again. But it's not always what a person wants to do. But anyway, so this is another example of a difficult shaila. Just jumping, many of you asked what the Geder of Meir Rabbanim is. To get to that, you have to go to the next page in the Pisrei Tshuva. I'm going to skip a bunch of the Pisrei Tshuvas just because of the time constraints. But this first column, about 8-9 lines up, Ashkosa Ver Hetev, he brings a Chassam Sefer. This Chassam Sefer is the Chassam Sefer for the Geder of Hetem Meir Rabbanim. You see, he said, Ashkosa Ver Hetev, Miu Bach Chassam Kaboli, Mekudai Le'ayilam, Yeskimu Behetem Meir Rabbanim. Again, Mechaber Rabbanim don't bring it, the Peshmur brought it from the Bach. He says, I'm Chassam Sefer Shenishal. These are all the Shilas everybody is. Listen to the questions. Nishal. Itzarach Dafka Meya, Megimel Medina, Shava Bishava. We say you need 100 Rabbanim from three countries. Do you need like 33 and a third from each? And we've got plenty of one-third Rabbanim around. By Sagi, Tzadik Chesma Medina Achas, we can get 98 from one country. Vishnayim Anesarim Echonecha Medina Acheres. Is that what Chazal had in mind? Next question. Umal Bechal Medina Medina. What's considered a country? Well, what exactly does it mean, a country? Next question. Imsagi b'bachurim uflogim, is it enough? Now, I'm a rat, so certainly I'm no good. Bachurim uflogim means the bachurim wa tamidei chachamim la'ashem minyan ameya. Is that good enough to be mashlim the 100? Just to pass it around the yeshiva and everyone in the base register signs. So those are, how many questions? Do you need three medinas mamish? What's a medina and what's considered a signer? Because Havadai de Bashkasa Babachias Kimubhetame Rabbanim, Lav Rabbanim, Mamish Yashvakisi Rabbanis, Bikihilais. Doesn't mean people have a job as a Rav. I'll prove it to you. Darik Simbatakana, she have a Gimel Kihilais. 100 Rabbanim from three communities. Vieshame Rabbanim, Gimel Kihilais. How do you get 100 Rabbanim in three Kihilais? Now, I don't know. You know, I'm sure Varsha had, depends where you're going, the Oculus that had many. Amnam. Gam Efsher Danoshim Baalma Kaver. So it doesn't mean regular people. Can the Mashal Lost Shuvas Merab? Ba'kalbut. Because Shabina Shehlem Avur. Vieskimu Imadin. They have to be intelligent enough to look into the halacha. Elavad Avina Shirum Lahira. They have to be. They don't have to be have a bestellar. They have to be Roy Lahira. Bevine Mado Lahaskim Imamoy Raharishin Binyanahu. They have to be intelligent enough to know if the first Rabbanim will pass in the Shaila, if it looks right. And that's his psak. Today, they don't do that. They just pass it around. And I'll tell you the truth, there are many people who even have shtelas as Rabbanim that never learned Evin Ezer. They learned the Yeshiva Shemesechtis a bunch of times. And Lav Dafka, that they have a connection to Hirah. Kfar Nogu, Kamash Kosem Adeg Yudel, Tzarev HaMusmich B'Moireinu. Emi HaSmicha, that he could call Moireinu. Shiroi l'sad the kedushin, k'mayish tikkun baril. Shiroi l'sad the kedushin mi she'edai musmach. Achidami yachav v'day bekab bekulazu. Avolay bachrim afilu gedayim l'mitayvim. Do you have to have smicha? That's answer to question number one. What you need? Oydeis mahu b'chlam medina. They're going up to the second column. B'chol ba'is a sholish arotzais. Now listen to this. In Aragon. Aragon was part of Spain. Lombardia, where's Lombardia? Italy. Bitsarfas and France. Van Gibel Malchia. So it doesn't, today they say you get from three continents. I know that's what they say, right? They try to get from three continents. You don't need three continents. I mean, they're all part of Europe. And Gibel Malchia is Mamish, Lombardia be Italia, Aragon be Spain, Bitsarfas, Yadua. French, everybody knows. Come near Ali. In medali de mochamais, nichtes u'shloshta tachas memsholas melech echad, if they all were conquered by one country, vasida edem shetisha machusei chadash ba'kol ha'olam, says edem will conquer the whole world, leivim neizel leiducha lahaskim beheter. Hanal kena melech gairim, elashivoi hadeyos anshi ha'medina. He's explaining why you need three medinas. It's not just time to make it hard for you, but the derech ha'psak of different medinas tends to be different. So you need what he calls Shiva Ideas Anche Medina, Varev Anche Nishim Nishmach Nimshach Nacha Rabbani Medina Hu, Vachi Vokami Neseno Gemachis Galicia, Machis Hagar, Machis Ostreich, Avish Shostra Takat Machis Hakaira, Mekobak and Vishloshi Hashe Vichenayagan. So this is what he says that that it's no good. And the next line, he says, what the Sabi Rebbe was talking about, you got people from three countries who came together, live in one country, that it's not good enough. So, Mashakos, Matkana, Gimel Kihilais, Lachari Pshita, Dabina, Gimel Aratzais, Bavade, Gimel Kihilais, Haim Nirali, Lafuki, La Yimsa, Bikila Echad, Anosha, Migimel Aratzais, Elai Mahan. So, this is a rundown of some of the rules of Hetamei Rabbanim. Now, just to touch on two, there are obviously more tshuvas here, to touch on two of the more general questions, which are not easy questions. The question is, let's say you have a situation of Hetamei Rabbanim. Is it better to give the lady a get bal karcha, which violates Chayei Rabbeinu Gerushin, or is it better to allow the husband to marry a second wife? Now, in America, you can't give a woman a get bal karcha, you get arrested. I mean, what's give a get bal karcha? It means you go over there and you physically force her to take a get. And the tshuvas talk about stuffing it down the back of her blouse. You know, like, how do you get her taken in her hand? They stuck it down her clothing, and they forced her to take a get. Let's say it's a country where it's possible. What's better, to give a get bal karcha, or to allow marrying a second wife? It's not clear. Over here in the Ramah, it says to be mata likach shniyah. That's what it said. If she's meredes, he doesn't say give her a get bal karcha. He says you allow her to marry a second wife. Later in Hilchos Gittin by get bal karcha, it says you can give a get bal karcha if she's a meredes. So it's something of it's not clear what the Ramah meant. It sounds like he meant, if you have no choice, be matter a second one. If you have no choice, give a get bal karcha. But which of the two is preferable is not clear at all. And Pesachei Tshuva Tezayin, which is for time constraints, it goes through the Shaila, which of the two is better. And the Pesachei Tshuva brings from Hashem Yaakov, who says it depends.
So nowadays
we don't really have it in our power to give a get bal karcha. If somebody's a meredes or nishtatis, he can't give a get bal karcha. If she's a shait, it's not possible. Well, you can do a hetamei rabbanim. When a woman becomes a shait, a certified shait, and she's in a coma, then we do a hetamei rabbanim, but we make him give a get. He has to give a get, and he has to be mekabel to support her, because the get, he's mechuyev in her support. By allowing a giving of a get, he becomes pater from support. He's really mechuyev to support her. So we do a hetamei rabbanim. We mechayev him to mekabel the chiyuv eksuba even after the get. And we do a get when mashvil should get. You can't do a get or a shaita even through zachim adam.
Does she know it helped?
What?
Does the American law to help? So it helped?
What?
That giving such a kind of get would help? Does he like marries another wife?
No, I don't think so. But I think American law, I don't think it's a problem. You go to court, the courts will allow you to get divorced if you have a loyal lady or a man has a wife who's in a coma. The courts will.
You won't
be stuck. The courts will allow it. Anyway, in the 21st century, you can live in sin with somebody. The government doesn't care. You live with somebody and don't marry the person. You live with the person. Halacha, we do care, so worried about us. So that later, no, the get you give to a shalish, that when the right time will come, that he should be able to give her a get. Yeah. Now, the reason is she shouldn't be stuck. If she becomes better, she shouldn't be a haguna. He's remarried and she's stuck. Now, so the pshara of the two choices is, in Pasha, the Shev Yaakov, the Pesach Tshuva brings it down here. If it's Hapshia, like a Meredes, so then the choice is Hetamei Rabbanim. Just allow it to marry again. If Loi Pasha, let's say you have to bring cases where a woman went to a different country and she didn't come back. We suspect she got stuck in a country that sealed the borders. And one of the cases here, a woman's gone for 12 years. She went not to Meredes. She went because there was no food in town. She went. She didn't come back. It's 12 years already, and either she died or she's stuck in one of the authoritarian countries where she can't get back. In such a case, they say better to do a get than to do a hetamei rabbanim. So at least you'd be matar. The case is with Pasha, so we just do a Hetamei Rabban. That's the Pshara that they bring. Now, there is one other case I want to talk about before we move on. And this was a case that touches on major sugya of Shlichus. Just to illustrate how significant it was, the Tshuvas Nayda B'Yehuda, the old Tshuvas Sfarim, not like today's. Today, printing is cheap. So they have Gedolim who write, everything they write, they print. So you have, 20 volumes of Tshuvas. Once upon a time, they only printed the Tshuvas that broke new ground. The only Tshuvas that were major Tshuvas. If someone asked the Shaila, the Tshuva was, well, the Magen Avraham says you have to do this. So that's not a Tshuva worth printing. It's a Magen Avraham. Today, they print everything, which is fine. But the Nayim Yehuda's time, his Tshuvas were all Chidushim Gedolim. In Tshuvas Nayim Yehuda, there are 8 Tshuvas on the following one Shaila. It's back and forth between him and somebody else. And in Chelek Tinyana, there are 3 more Tshuvas on this topic. You'll see in a minute the significance of it. It was a situation where a man was already separated from his wife for 12 years. Separated from his wife for 12 years, they had the arguments and they separated. And she refused to accept a get. It was a case where he wanted to give a get and she refused to accept a get. The Bezda had passed in that she should accept a get and she refused. So he went, he decided he'll give her a get bakarcha. So he went, now how do you give a woman a get bakarcha? You need strong people. So he hired 2 hoodlums, 2 strong people, and he told them, he had a Bezda write a get, and he took the get, and he gave it to the 2 of them, and they went, and they forced it on her. They forced her to accept the get. She has to know it's a get, so I have to tell her it's a get. And then they, I think he says, they stuck it into her clothing, which is, you have to be in your hand, it's also a couple. So that was the Maaseh Shehayah, that there was such a get. So the Nayim Yehuda was Marish Olamos. He fought a very strong battle that it's not a get. Why is it not a get? Because Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. There's a Chayim Rabbeinu Gerashim against giving a get bar karcha. Had the husband done it himself, it would be chal. Chayim Rabbeinu Gerashim is, I'll give a get bar karcha, but if you give it, it's chal. But since he did it through a Shliach, and therefore the get is not chal, it's not a good get. The Yad HaMelech Reb Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz, we have a Yitzi Horowitz upstairs, I once showed him these truths, he was very excited. There's Reb Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz who wrote a letter to the Nayim Yehuda saying that by Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, it only means the punishment goes to the Shliach. You tell someone, be Mechal Shabbos for me, the punishment goes to the Mechal Shabbos, and not to the one who sends him. But the Chalois you're not Oiker the Chalois. If you tell someone, buy something for me on Shabbos, he says, so it's an Aveira. But the purchase is a purchase, it's not Oiker the Chalois of what happened. So, he held that the get is chal. It's taka ein shliach l'dvar aveira, and he should have done it. But the chalois is chal. So this became a shas machlokes. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira is does ein shliach l'dvar aveira mean the shlichus is bottle? If someone says someone to a shliach to do something to an aveira, the whole shlichus is over, or does it mean just that the einish goes to the other person, the chalois? Now, if you send somebody to do malach on Shabbos, there is no chalais. You send someone to buy on Shabbos, you send someone to give a get, it is. So this Rabbi Yitzchak Levi Horowitz wrote a tshuva back. He said he has 14 makaris in Shas, that it's chal. 14 makaris. Like one is, the Mishnah says you don't write a get on Isurei Hanah, but if you did, it's a good get. So that's one of them. That's the easy one to give over. So he says the chalais is chal. Now, Yehuda fights back with him. He calls him all kinds of names. And then he writes, Kavod Mechutani. I said, what? So I looked it up. There were Mechutanim. His daughter married his son. You have to have Mechutanim to fight about. I copied a little of the Lashon. He writes to him, Yeah. He writes him, Kol Devarav, after the third letter back, he says, Rayani, Shekol Devarav La'abas Anitzuach. Everything you're doing is just you want to win. V'loichosh Lichtaiv, Af Devarim She'en Behemamish. So he didn't even write Devarim She'en Behemamish. What you're writing is not. So he goes through, I said 14, 12 rayas. He goes through a checklist of the 12 rayas. When I was going to this in my class in Yeshiva, we made a list on the board of the 12 rayas. And then we went through the Yidmi's Tshuva answering all 12. It's fascinating. He writes there in the middle when he's up to number 11. He says, this one I don't even have to answer. It's such a silly raya. But I'm chayshi, someone's going to make a list of all your rayas and go through all my answers. They'll see I skipped number 11. They'll think I didn't have an answer. So therefore he writes an answer. The funniest thing is that of all the 12 rayas, the only one that seems to be a good raya to us is number 11. The one that he knocks off. And we had a very hard time struggling to understand it. The answer to most of his rayas, like his raya is, if you write again in Yisrael, no, you know how to do it, but it's chal. So the shoyel, this Reb Levi Horowitz, assumed that it means you get a shliach to write the get. So he says, it's not chal. So the Mihuda says, mechitesi. It's normal to get a shliach to give a get. But the Mishnah says, if you did it, it's chal. Maybe it's talking that the husband wrote the get. And he gave it, so it's not a raya. So a lot of the rayas are pushed off more easily. The askama of all, except for one, of all the later paiskim, is like the Nidib Yehuda. Then Eishlech Advar Aveira, the chalois is not chal either. The one exception is the Nesivis, which is a chashu v'shita, but Kufpei Beis, I believe. And this became a big machlaikis back and forth. And the lumdis is whether ein shlichus d'var aveira means the shlichus is batal, or it just means that the aveira, the einish, doesn't go to him. But the shlichus is chal. The case is a case where a person hired someone to give a get bar karcha. I said, Allah is like the Nabi Yehuda. So you hire someone to give a get bar karcha, ein shlichus d'var aveira, and it's taka not chal. Yeah, it's chal. Rechem Beresh was not that it's not chal. It was Rechem Beresh and Beferish. Lechatchili not take a second wife, but if you do, it's a kedushin.
So if he does it by himself, he has to give it. If he does it through a shliach, he does not.
If he does it through a shliach, it'll be a shliach d'var aveira. That's what comes out.
The chalav is only nisuin. There's no nisuin.
Yeah, nachu. That kedushin. If
you chuppah. You can take the
shliach. Oh yeah, I think you could.
Maybe
I don't know. What? Well, if it's Yichra Roy, it'll be it's a Shayach. But if it's the other parts of Chuppah, you sure you can?
No, you can't make with a Tnai. You have all the conditions. You can not be
Okay. Maybe you're right. At any rate, for today, we're done with Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom. We're going to finish the Siman of Yitzhak Hashem next
week.
Is the question that Chuppah is the question of
Tnai? One of the questions is, though, something.